body, and its relation to the person that lives in it. It's very much like a house. The old family homestead. And we forget very often that the person and the house represent two completely separate principles. Two parts of a compound. And the relationship between the body and the person living in it is one of the most important in all study of humanity. The house is something that is built and composed not of inert material, but of living substance. The body is not stone. It is self-renewing, self-generating, self-restoring in many ways and parts, and at the same time, it is something we have to protect and guard. The relationship begins when we realize that the person is an individual entity, and that its entrance into the material world through the body is entering a house. The person exists prior to the body. The person survives the body. The person continues down through the ages, according to at least some philosophical systems, to create new bodies and to build into each body the experiences of previous buildings, so that theoretically, each body that we build should bear witness to the degrees of internal integration we have achieved.